CliffCentral.com. On the with Epion,
stress free in the cup with Kim. Yeah, AKA with the world is yours. 23 after 7. I love it. All right. First of all, from Givenson, says, morning, Gareth and the team. I'd like to say that the highlight of my 2016 is discovering your show. You guys made my year. Thanks for all the great content at Cliff Central. And another would be that Young Thug Riri song. I'm sad this is the last week. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, prosperous New Year, much love. Well, we'll be back in the new year, and think about it this way. We'll be refreshed. We'll be ready to go. We'll be full of ideas. We'll be funnier than ever. David says, Anthea, can foreign nationals invest in hashtag invest? If so, how can you do that? Thank you. Or you can email her with that question. I think the answer is no. I think you have to be FICA'd in South Africa. When is Cliff Central going public, says Ian. Well, maybe, huh? You never know. And Romain says gun sales have gone down by 50% since Trump was elected. Even Target and other gun stores are running huge discounts on firearms to try and make up for low sales. Isn't that interesting? Because obviously people feel safer under Trump than they did under what would have been Hillary or Obama, which is interesting. Sipek Hitler says, can you give me an example of a favorable investment in the conservative portfolio? Say I invest 100 Rand once off. How much will I have after the six-month period of the targeted 9%? Well, you take 100 Rand, you add 9%, you've got 109%. You've got 109 Rand. That's how I figure it. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds right to me, and my maths is terrible. Okay. This is from Jenny. Jenny says to the dear Cliff Central Morning family, thank you for another wonderful year of shared joy, sadness, excitement, disappointment, and all the rest. I've been with you guys since the radio days, through the disappointment of losing you and the horror of trying to find something else to fill the void, the cautious relief of hearing you had a plan, and the butterflies in the stomach excitement of your opening broadcast. I set my alarm to be there in the dark, for heaven's sake. So, I badly wanted you to succeed in 2013 because you, Gareth, have always had the courage to put yourself out there, giving us a heart and soul, holding nothing back. I love listening to you guys. I'm so proud that you continue to achieve. Of course, you couldn't do it without your talented and loyal team. So to all of you, Gareth, Mabali, Ben, Michael, all the rest, have a wonderful Christmas, a well-deserved break. And I hope to see you next year. Make 2017 the best it could be. I love you guys. Isn't that nice?
Very nice. That's
very cool. And Charles says, what happened to that section where Ben would answer our sports questions? Well, you can, Charles, I know I read that already, but I'm reading it again for comic effect. Charles, you can send us questions anytime you like. There isn't a section. Whatever you need, we'll put it in. And then Sizwe is giving me trouble. He says, I need to call you out on something. During your interview with the Renegade Report, you said the one gripe you had with Musi Maimane was that he supported the hate speech bill, basically against the First Amendment. We don't have a First Amendment in South Africa, but I know what you mean. It's not true, says Sizwe. He and the DA issued a statement saying that they do not support the bill. It is unconstitutional. We must protect freedom of speech. Sizwe, the incident you're referring to is when I took issue with Musi Maimane at the time of the whole Penny Sparrow thing last year, because he said certain kinds of speech should be criminalized. Now, I know what he meant. We're all upset by... And I see there was another idiot on Facebook over the weekend with some racist shit. There are going to be these people no matter what, no matter when, no matter how. They're going to be there. We have to choose how we respond to this. If we ban certain kinds of speech, we ban ourselves from hearing it. We don't necessarily stop it. People are still going to talk like this at their dinner tables. People are still going to talk like this when they're among what they consider to be friends. So all you're doing really is preventing yourself from hearing what people have to say, which I feel is kind of dangerous. And Musi Maimane was the one who said, in January last year, we must ban certain kinds of speech. And I took issue with that. And ironically, it was the DA that got me into trouble, because I said after Musi Maimane said that, I said people really don't understand freedom of speech. That was what started the whole thing. And I stand by that. Now, if Musi and the DA have decided they're against the hate speech bill, well, then we agree. on that front. But I think that the thing I was referring to in the Renegade report was precisely that, that he was in favor of criminalizing certain kinds of speech. Now, if you criminalize speech, what you're really doing is criminalizing thought. Because people have thoughts, they sometimes articulate them into speech. And if you're going to criminalize that, then you're really in the, you know, you're in the camp of the totalitarians and the authoritarians. And I don't like those people. Cock Josh Mubbs says, I've put about 5,000 Rand in the aggressive portfolio with Anthea. I would like to thank Anthea. Really exciting stuff. Love Cock Josh. Isn't that great?
Of course, Cock Josh went aggressive portfolio.
And he's made good returns. All right, it's just about 7:30. Do you want to take a break, or do you want to go straight to the
let's take a break.
Yes, let's. It's the end of the year, everybody. It's Christmas time. Do you want some Christmas music? What do you feel like? Huh? You decide. Come on. Ask and you shall receive. It shouldn't just be Christmas for a few of us. It should be Christmas for all of us. How about a little Nat King Cole? You want that? Is that too Northern European? Harry Belafonte. Ho ho fucking ho. What would you like?
Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole? You like a bit of that? Dean Martin?
No, Nat King Cole.
Okay, here it is. Get you into the Christmas mood. Of course, none of this has to do with our hot South African summers.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Times many ways. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Come on, Nat. What a voice, huh?
To you.
Beautiful. All right. Just before we get into news, this is from Bob. He says, Gareth, don't be aggressive now. Asking a question. Isn't Touch Central the point and reason you started CliffCentral.com? Adverts, news bulletins, music, cheesy soundbite rewinds. Touch Central slowly developing all of these things, and I wouldn't be surprised if traffic is brought in 2017. What's the difference between this and FM radio? The only one I see is that you can swear. All other stations have apps too now and can stream online. You know what? You make an interesting point, Bob, and I'm not aggressive at all about it. One of the reasons that I feel our show has to stay on CliffCentral.com, and it was part of the reason we wanted to have a transition period with Touch Central, was that people could choose. And we are going to take this show back to CliffCentral.com, which is what you know. It's what you've been listening to for the last 3 years almost. It'll be 3 years in May of next year. And that's because I don't feel like it entirely fits on Touch Central anyway. It was a good thing that we did it for the last 3 months together. But now, if you are into the one and you're not into the other, you choose the one you like. That's all. I just think this show probably fits better on CliffCentral.com. And yeah, we were always going to play ads and things because ultimately you're going to get to a point where you have to pay the bills. And I'm thrilled that we've got ads. I love our clients. In fact, let me tell you about iConnect while we're on that. What are the most critical requirements, Bob, for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more. iConnect ensures maximum uptime productivity with more reliable connectivity and the necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer. It's all delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnectsa.co.za for more information. That's iConnectsa.co.za, the one provider to manage all your communications. And Mubs, you know I like to test this occasionally. I like to get on the internet and I like to see how fast our download and upload time is with iConnect.
So how fast is it now?
I'm going to do it right now. Are you ready? And let's see how quickly we can do this. Okay, I'm going to connect to the internet, and I'm going to measure this, and we're going to see how quickly it goes. All right? And here it is. Everybody, are you ready? And go. Okay. Already, we've been measuring download speed at 47.2 megs per second. Isn't that amazing?
Sure.
And then the upload speed, a phenomenal 39.40. It's hovering around 42 as well, 44. Come on, let's go. It's almost there. It's almost finished. It's almost finished. It's almost finished. And done. 44.62 megs per second upload speed. Isn't that amazing?
Sounds good for porn.
It's phenomenal.
Well, it is pretty amazing seeing as some people are actually here early downloading porn. Mm. We have guests who come here for interviews last week and they're still here.
That's right. Shows you how good iConnect is. So there we are. If you're going to get an IT solution provider for yourself and your environment, your business, your home, iConnect Telecoms are the people to talk to. They are great. iConnectSA.co.za. Let's get into some news.
Okay, so CeeLo Green has had to reassure his fans that he is alive and well.
Oh my God, I saw the video.
This is after admitting that the footage of his mobile phone seemingly exploding in his face is all part of a new musical project.
Are we sure it's a phone? He wasn't vaping.
I haven't seen the actual footage, but...
Oh my, it's terrifying. I'll show you.
So there was surveillance footage that appeared online on Saturday of the former voice coach. He's taking a call. He's sitting in his recording studio. And then this device blows up and it knocks him off his chair and onto the floor. And fans went hysterical on Saturday. You know, people getting onto social media, having a go at Samsung. Other people saying, you know, I'm okay with CeeLo Green's phone exploding in his face. Didn't he rape some girl a while ago? Like, everybody got involved.
Wow, what is wrong with people?
So the
Jesus, people are horrible.
The hitmaker then admitted, because, you know, then everybody was concerned about him. So he had to come back and say, no. It was all staged. It's all part of a project that I'm working on. I'm perfectly fine. Blah, blah, blah. So... You know, I'm sure some of you are relieved that he is fine. Maybe some of you are also a little bit annoyed that he toyed with your emotions in this way, taking into consideration how stressed out people were. So there you go. CeeLo Green, absolutely fine. Now, people who are not fine are two criminals who allegedly pocket dialed 911 discussing a plot to rob a barbecue joint.
I love these dumb criminals. That some of my favorite stories are these dumb criminals.
Two Kentucky men were arrested on Saturday after they accidentally called 911, tipping off authorities to their plan to rob the restaurant where the local police chief happened to be dining. Robert Bourne and David Grigsby, they were sitting in their car outside the Brothers Barbecue.
Right.
Then the emergency function on one of their cell phones inadvertently connected them to a 911 dispatcher. The dispatcher then listened into the call and heard the two men discussing the places that they wanted to rob. And authorities then determined where the call originated from. They contacted the police chief, who happened to be dining at the restaurant where the two were actually sitting. And they nabbed them in possibly one of the most effortless operations for any law enforcement anywhere in the world.
Awesome. Love it. And then there was that tent incident with the president on Friday. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
He was addressing a bunch of people at a Reconciliation Day event in the Northwest. And this tornado came up out of nowhere and lifted the entire tent, the whole thing up into the sky, like 50 meters up. And the president had to run for cover and his bodyguards were rushing him off the stage. And it only started when he started talking about Marikana. Now, if you believe in superstitious stuff, and I don't, but if you believe in the ancestors and in bad spirits and in God and all kinds of things making this stuff happen, you've got to ask yourself, like, even nature is turning on the president. Right? Because it happened as soon as he mentioned Marikana, that tent went up like a skirt, like a Marilyn Monroe skirt. There are pictures of it flying 50 meters up in the air above the president while his bodyguards scrambled to get him the hell out of there. And it was raining and it was a real proper freak tornado thunderstorm. Nobody knows how it happened. Tell me nature doesn't conspire against this man. How do you like that, huh?
That's funny.
Right. A lot of people are asking for that Hawaiian Christmas song. We'll see if we can fit that in later on. That's Mabali's favorite as well. And then Jonathan Witt says, Gareth, did you hear that Baby It's Cold Outside is a song about rape, according to social justice warriors?
Well,
oh, really?
We went through that last year, that it was Dean Martin's song, but Bill Cosby clearly wrote it for him back in the day.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds so creepy.
It's hugely creepy.
Absolutely. It's definitely the creepiest song ever. All right, we're going to get into some sport with Ben, and we've still got some stuff to talk about. I want to talk about like how badly the year is ending for the left. It's really going badly. Fidel Castro died. Robert Mugabe has just said he's going to run for president again in 2018.
Woohoo!
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Cyril Ramaphosa has now thrown his lot in with the president in every which way because he's even said that he thinks Mugabe is great. What a total disaster Zimbabwe is, by the way. Never been worse than it is right now. If there's ever been proof that it does not work to go that way, look at Venezuela, look at Zimbabwe, look at Cuba, look at North Korea. The left have totally and utterly screwed up in every possible way. And people like Donald Trump, who people think is a right-winger, but he's actually a centrist, are actually the people who are getting it right. And that must really irk these people when they go to sleep at night, because their entire ideology is in peril and seems to be failing everywhere it goes.
But do they really have an ideology, or are they just reactive?
It's just now. Well, I mean, most of these people, you know, they figured out, they arrested all those protesters in Oregon who were protesting the election. You know, all those people, the Hillary Clinton supporters supposedly who were protesting that Donald Trump had become president. They arrested them, right? Of the arrested people, guess how many voted? Voted. Remember what they're protesting about is the election.
20%?
Half. Half actually went and voted. Now, don't tell me that you... Don't tell me you expect me to take you seriously if you don't even vote, but then you go and protest after the vote. You don't understand how stuff works. You're a moron. You shouldn't even have a vote in my book. All right, let's get into some sport.
Well, Gareth, let's just go through the big sort of sporting headlines from the weekend as far as results are concerned. Real Madrid are the World Club Cup champions. They beat the Antlers, Kashmir Antlers from Japan. Those guys.
We love them.
We'll never hear about them ever again unless they make the World Club Cup competition again. Kashmir Antlers.
Well, good for them.
Crystal Palace was Chelsea's latest victims. Chelsea now 7 points clear at the top of the English Premier League log. Arsenal are cementing fourth place with again another loss.
Mm-hmm.
And well, Claude, we all love Claude, don't we? He doesn't want to redo Christmas. He hasn't been wanting to do Christmas since last year. And that result really hit all the heartstrings of Arsenal fans.
It's not good enough. It's a point. It's ruined my bloody Christmas. Christmas is abandoned now. Yeah. I'm not having Christmas anymore. Yeah. My Christmas is abandoned. Well done, my Christmas is abandoned. And when he comes with the old water bowl, where is the old water bowl? Where is it?
he let our players drop back to...
So if you want some fun and games, go onto Arsenal Fan TV and realize how depressed they are. If you think you're having a tough Monday, which I hope you're not, go look at those guys. So tonight, Everton versus Liverpool. Liverpool can go third or stay third, essentially. They're basically with Man City. And a win there could actually take them ahead of Man City. So go on, Liverpool. That's that. PSL-wise, Chiefs finally get a win, so they're on fourth in the PSL. Vitz looking much stronger. They beat three set stars 3-1. And in the cricket, well, Pakistan got bloody close. They ended up losing just by 39 runs to Australia. And India versus England right now, well, that's going to be, well, India 449 for 5. England were 477 all out. That's in day 3. Right, so big story of the weekend was Johan Huisen, who's 24, plays for the Springboks, rugby player. He was named the player of the season in the French top 14. He has retired from all rugby.
No.
Yeah. Not because he has too many concussions, not because he now soils himself without even knowing it because he's taken too many hits to the head, not because of some knee injury. He decided that he just wants to retire. So the shit story him and his agents are trying to spin is that he's been given this really great job back in South Africa where he's going to be a commercial director, and he's chosen now to go this route. So straight away, and unless you literally were born this morning, you got to shout bullshit in this story. You're 24, you're a rugby player. Mm-hmm. You've been playing rugby since you're probably 4 years old. That's pretty much your life, right? You go overseas because you want to make some money. Now you're 24, the world's at your feet, and now you want to retire from rugby?
What's that all about?
Bullshit. What really has come up now? Now, this is confirmed, of course. I'm just reading my certain sources, and obviously the speculating world on top of that for your benefit, is that he's been offered double the amount of money to go from racing to Montpellier, okay, in France. Now, if he goes and gets out of his contract, he owes racing about €1 million. Of course, he's not going to do it because he wants to keep the money. So I read a French article this morning, which I translated from English, so it was quite sketchy in places. But essentially what he wants to do is that he's guaranteed double his salary at Montpellier. So he thinks if he retires from rugby, okay, he can now have an opt-out of his clause because they can't then sue him because he's retiring from an industry. So now he's given this bullshit excuse, and he's got this bullshit offer from some company in the Cape, basically saying he's going to become our commercial manager. Okay, firstly, come on. Rugby players aren't the smartest guys. He's not going to go there and turn this business around. It's an absolute token contract. So what he also wants to do is have like a small short-term contract with the Cheetahs to so that he can like sort of stay away from rugby and retire from international rugby over there, play a bit for the Cheetahs while he becomes his commercial manager. It's all a crock of shit. It just sounds so fishy. And then what... ideally, what happens is that then basically people forget about him for a little bit. He then goes to Montpellier next year and earns double his salary. So it's a very long-winded way of basically being huge and ethical and not honoring contracts. So although I don't really have an issue with him, he can do whatever he wants in life, whether he wants to be honorable or something to the contrary. It does set a dodgy precedent for people who want to go overseas, get these massive money contracts, and then create a really bad reputation for other South Africans by acting like this. The guy signed a contract. Racing did so much for him when he went over there as a 22-year-old. And he spins all kinds of promises to Racing, like, you know, international career is over. He's going to focus on the club, not the Springboks.
Lies.
Then suddenly he goes and plays for the Springboks, and he doesn't want to train
basically,
for Racing.
You know what? People in sport have just become as bad as people everywhere else.
Because they're starting to make just as much money as people everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, you would have a handshake and a promise over a beer. You would then play your career at a club, bow out, get a benefit year, probably hook up with someone's daughter, and then that would be it. That would be your future as a rugby player. But now there's so much money involved. So now it's like signing contracts, weaseling away other contracts. So if you do want more of the story, see how it develops, but that's basically what's going to happen. I've seen some sources over in the UK with decent journalists who are confirming this. It's essentially to try and go play at Montpellier for double the money he's getting at Racing. And that is the bottom line of the whole Johan Kirsten thing. Dodgy, huh?
Disgusting.
Bloody dodgy. Imagine putting all your faith in a young player, a lot of money, a lot of sort of leeway for him to go play international rugby. Obviously, he wouldn't go do that. And he repays you with this.
What a creep.
It's like CeeLo Green's cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these people can... Why are people with their fake news? Mubs, what is this with the fake news? With the blowing up of the phone and it's not real, and then the rugby players who are not retiring, but they're not really retiring?
Because people like to create a stir.
People also like to lie, but the thing is, people see through these lies. And I think a lot of it comes down to, again, this is my speculation, not absolute fact right now, is that you get these dodgy agents and they don't care about anything other than just making the money, even though they are tarnishing careers and reputations of other people.
Yep.
So they go, okay, you can get double here, so we must quit here. Okay, wait, hang on a second. Our contract means we can't quit, so let's make up a lie so we can go there. And that's just another day in the job. Very sad.
How dare you? How dare you say that?
Yeah, very sad. Yeah, so that's pretty much it with sport at the moment. Tomorrow, if there's nothing else, I shall recap on a few things, but don't worry. For the remaining time I'm here this year, I've got lots of content I'm going to share with you.
How long are you still here for, Ben?
My last show is Wednesday, Gareth.
All right. Flax is off from today. He's going on his road trip. Ben is leaving on Wednesday. Mubs and I are here with you all the way till Friday because we're troopers. That's how we roll. Right, Mubs?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What do you mean, yeah, okay?
I'm just waiting for Ben to react.
There it is. That was your moment.
It's your moment to shine. All right, everybody. Let's face it. 2016 has been a difficult year for most of us. None more so than the countless children in orphanages and adoption homes around the country. This Christmas, GWM have decided to spread the love and go on a road trip around Johannesburg, playing Santa for the day, dropping off Christmas gifts to those very deserving kids. On the 19th and the 20th of December, that's today and tomorrow, you'll be traveling to all four corners of the city to do this, and you can get involved too. Spot the sleigh, take a pic, tweet, Instagram, or Facebook your snap where you saw the GWM sleigh. Don't forget to use the hashtag GWM sleigh, LSLEIGH, remember, and tag GWM South Africa in your posts. For more info, you can visit GWM South Africa on Facebook. I think just, you know what, go onto Facebook, do me a favor. Go on there today and like what they're doing, just because I think this is a company that's trying to make life better for a bunch of kids in orphanages and adoption homes across South Africa. You can imagine Christmas at this time can't be a whole lot of fun in an orphanage or an adoption home, right? Go on there, and the least you could do, if you want to feel part of this, go to GWM South Africa on Facebook and follow them. Like them, follow them, and tweet about this GWM sleigh. I don't even care. If you didn't see it, do me a favor and tweet about it. Just to help spread some awareness. I mean, it's the least we can do when they're the ones doing the hard work and spreading some cheer and some gifts and some love around all of Johannesburg. Okay? That's hashtag GWM sleigh, and go to GWM South Africa on Facebook and on Twitter and follow them. Because they're doing a hell of a lot here. I think this is great. I mean, what are you doing for orphans, Ben?
Nothing, Gareth.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
See? Nothing. I'm doing nothing for orphans either. And now I feel bad. So I'm out of guilt. I'm going to like this thing on Facebook. And also, we'll tweet about it. GWM Slay. That's the hashtag. If you can. And you know what? If you can help them, join the party. It sounds like it could be quite fun. All right. When we come back, we'll get stuck into some more that's going on in the world. We've got interesting guests popping by in the next hour. It's flying by this morning, Monday the 19th of December. Good December, boss.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately.
It's the Black Beatles. Ray Sremond.
Mike Wilmer.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. this is great. Anushka says, I'm listening to you guys while I'm jogging along the Knysna Lagoon. Isn't that nice? That sounds heavenly. And Michelle says, I was at a wedding on Saturday and someone dropped their guts on the dance floor.
Oh, gross.
It cleared the floor so rough you could almost taste it.
Ooh. See, that's the problem with weddings, is that you eat too much, right? And you're drunk. And then you're dancing.
That's hectic. No, I was at a wedding on Saturday. None of that happened.
That's why you must always have a dance floor under a tent outside.
Yeah. Schwenne says, good morning, guys. Thanks for a great show. To be honest, I love the crazy that goes on in your show. It's complete awesomeness. And I have a quick question. Is this whole online trading on your phone thingy for real? Thanks for a great year. You mean the stock market stuff? The hashtag invest stuff? Yeah, that's for real. And you can check it on your phone. You can check it every day if you want to. It's one hell of a way to get interested in the stock market, I'll tell you that much. Omar says, Ben, what is it with Paul Harris and thinking Heino Kuhn is the greatest batsman in South Africa?
Heino Kuhn's really, really good. He's hugely underrated. He was kind of toyed around with as a T20 player. Obviously, because he was a wicketkeeper, he was behind many great players, never given a look in. So, although he's not the greatest, Paul Harris does have something because he knows a lot about him, obviously through the Titans setup. They've been together for years. But he's never really been given the big show to kind of kick on with the talent he's proven. But now he's in his 30s, and domestically he's doing bloody well.
All right. Mobile says, Ben, I'm a fan of yours, really, from Balls days to when you took over from Tony and the guys on Cliff Central to now. But lately, I feel as if you are taking your listeners for a ride, like that guy pointed out last week when your show was a pre-record. Fair enough. You're busy, but let us know. Don't pretend to be live. Also, since you've announced that you're changing the show to only 30% sport, we know why. We're not stupid. You're clearly going to have more man content, as you say, which ties you into probably punted adverts.
Well, how about you judge me once that happens? Because right now you're speculating wildly. And as for these pre-recorded shows, they're as good as live.
He says, just give us the truth, Ben.
You'll
stop
always
lying.
You'll always get the truth from me. It's more like, it'd be like 40% sport, okay?
Skozana says, nice music, Mabali. Sis Lerato, ask her if Spe has tasted her juice.
Whose juice? Lerato's juice.
Yeah, she's coming in tomorrow, by the way. Lerato's our guest tomorrow. We're going to meet Sammy Sosa later this week. A bunch of really cool guests coming in. So we're actually going to be busy up. I wouldn't want to ask Lerato that. I mean, I'd feel awkward asking.
No, maybe you could ask her on Freaky Friday, because...
Yeah, she does that sex stuff.
Yeah, no, she...
That's true.
It's no one's role to ask other than Spare. We can't go around asking for juice.
Yeah.
Fair
it's
enough.
Not our thing.
Frederick says, hey, Gareth, we need more secular talk in 2017. We need to raise more awareness about it and let people know that it's okay to be an atheist. My whole family's turned against me, and it sometimes feels like I'm the only atheist out there. Oh, relax.
You really aren't.
Yeah, you're really not. You'd be surprised. Like, I reckon 90% of religious people are actually atheists. They just go through it so they can belong somewhere and be a part of something.
I know a lot of people who are atheists but won't admit it publicly because they don't want to offend.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Exactly, like Trump fans.
Because religious people are so easily offended. I mean, they've been burning the rest of us at stakes for the last 1,000 years. But they're the ones who get offended. Like when we blaspheme. But meanwhile, who knows how many great people have been burnt and tortured and killed and stoned and all that kind of thing over the last 10,000 years of human history because they didn't believe in some statue and go down on their knees when everybody else was saying holy words. Or by mistake, they wiped their backside with the holy book. What? You did what? We burned you! Yeah, so don't feel too bad, dude. And don't become like that, because I don't want to know who I don't care who the other atheists are. I don't go through my life trying to find other atheists so I can cozy up to them. In fact, I would prefer not to know. I don't know who's... I might have friends who are atheists. Some of them admit it, some of them don't. I might have friends who are very religious. Some of them admit it, some of them don't. But what I'd like to do is talk about stuff that matters. So I hear you if you're coming from that point of view. Andrew says, Gareth, fair enough deal you struck with Touch, and it's great news that the show will be going back to its original values. I felt that you left Cliff Central to manage itself a bit in the last 4 months. But that's understandable. You've been busy. Please bring back Dr. Cindy for the health show in 2017. All right, Andrew, thank you for the suggestion. Eric says, is Mubs not going to talk about Zuma and Ramaphosa Mugabe's ZANU-PF love affair?
Yeah, you know, the problem is at around this time of the year, like, we really don't give a fuck about the news. We just want to kind of, like, vegetate.
Especially politics.
Yeah, especially politics. I'm just so done with politicians now.
Yeah, I'm so with Mubs. My vagina is dry for politicians. That's how I'm feeling. Shannon says, morning, everyone. En route to Gatwick Airport, making my way home for the holidays. Have a fabulous time off and stay safe. Nice, Shannon. Good for you. Lee says, just thought I'd let Ben know that for my birthday, I got Cards Against Humanity from my best friend. We played it at my party this weekend, and it was great to be so politically incorrect. Have a great morning, everybody.
What a great game. I've already packed them with my holiday stuff.
Mm. He has a message from MBK. Does Mabale know who the father is? She tweeted about morning sickness yesterday.
No, I did not tweet about morning sickness. I did not tweet about morning sickness.
People will not leave you alone.
People think that I would allow myself to get pregnant. You don't know me, Shem.
You don't know me. You and your shenanigans are the most mysterious part of what we do. People are fascinated by you. They think about you all the time.
I did not tweet about...
They speculate.
Did you tweet about
morning sickness?
No, not about morning sickness. I tweeted about how since Friday, I wasn't able to keep anything down because I was nauseous.
Oh.
And then people just
they
kind of...
They think it's morning
then
sickness.
Then they assume that it's morning sickness.
Flax, can you find that Justin Bieber and Boys to Men song? People are asking for it.
Eh?
I don't know if it's for real. That's just what I heard here. You've never heard it? Okay, Flax says he's never heard it. For some reason, his mic still isn't working properly. All right, we'll get to some more of these messages later on. How about a little Adidas blog boost for you? Now, you know we've been doing this for a while. Basically, Adidas are trying to get more and more people who do sports blogging to do it professionally, to do it like it's a real job. Ben has been doing it like it's a real job for the longest time. He's won awards for his sports blog. There are a couple of other really good people in South Africa and even better people all over the world who are busy doing stuff. Ben, you've got some ideas on how to monetize your blog.
Yeah, Gareth, that's the most difficult thing of all because anyone can get a blog and just ramble on.
Yeah, if no one's paying for it, you may as well be sitting on your own in a room with three people.
Which is fine if that's your intention, but ultimately you want to make some money out of it because you want to take it further. And then you've got to understand what brands are about, So there are some key considerations, and obviously considering your own time is a huge, huge thing.
All right, so let's talk about monetizing your blog. If you are a sports blogger, if you're someone who wants to start a successful blog, this is absolutely required listening for you. So it's a minute and a half or so where we just give you an idea of how you can monetize your sports blog. And then some of our guests popping in a little bit later on, and we'll find out all about what's planned for the holidays. Lots of good stuff coming up on touchcentral.fm in the next while. Aria Kelman and Katlehomoa Duba. And here is Aria Kelman with the Adidas Blog Boost.
Touch Central and Adidas, creating the new.
Starting a sports blog, making it happen, making it monetized, and creating the new. That's what we've been speaking about for the past few weeks with our good friends over at Adidas. It's about inspiring a new breed of sports bloggers in SA. A guy that seems to have that model waxed is Ben Karpinski, who's hanging out.
Hi, Ari. Nice to be back.
There he is, yeah. Ben's going to tell us how much money he makes in a second. Well, that may come next week. We'll see what we can get out of him.
It'll be a very short podcast.
But today we are speaking about something very important, which is creating blogging networks to help improve your net worth as we look towards speaking about how to monetize your sports blog. Joining us also in this edition is one of the Adidas Boost bloggers competition winners who was with us in Cape Town a little earlier on, Lebogang Kolo, who's from olutando.co.za. She's a yummy mummy blogger, also a chemical engineer, and making this blog thing really, really work for her and taking it to the next level. So, Ben, when we speak about blogging networks, is this like you guys meet up once a month? Like, how does this, what does it mean?
Well, it means that you have to get like-minded people around you in order to grow as a blogger. When I started out, I thought I had a good idea, but that was it. It means nothing. Other people need to read your stuff, critique your stuff, ultimately try to share your stuff. That's where it's going to go. And that's the only way you're going to get out there, because when you start and your social media account says three, and it's your mother, and it's your brother, and it's a good friend of yours, you need other people. You need other people who are doing the same thing like you to help increase that pool.
The importance of networks, Lebogang, in getting your blog to where it is now, how have you worked with other yummy mummies?
I think it's extremely important to sell yourself. First of all, to find them, I had to be on social media and use all the other platforms. But the relationship is super great, because you find that we all have the same questions, we all have the same problems, and so we end up sharing, and you grow your network that way. You know, you'll have recommendations from the other moms, and then this is how you grow as a blogger.
So say, for instance, there's a hashtag around, who knows, nannies, okay? So say you need to have a nanny. People are going to look at that because they are needing nanny content, whatever it may be, hypothetically speaking, of course. Maybe not the best example, but you see what I mean. You go on that, you see Lebo's work, you click on that, you find the website, you go, hey, she's doing the exact same thing I'm going through, whatever that is. Suddenly your network has a basis because like-minded content. And that's the beauty of blogging, is that you get people who are doing things out there. Mm. You relate to them, you trust their content, you share their content, and just like that, there's stuff out there that can be used.
And have you found that everyone is willing to work with each other?
Very much so. It depends on the network that you get, but most of the time you will find people who are willing to do that. Like I said, I started off as a mummy blogger, and we have a whole community of mummy bloggers. We all, you know, meet on Saturdays or over coffee, or, you know, and whatever issue that you have, you share with one mom, to a point where we even ask each other, you know, how much are you charging for this project? Mm. And some mothers will even recommend you for certain jobs. So that is where the networking actually starts happening. This is where you grow the most. Mm. Yeah.
See, it doesn't make any sense if you keep yourself to yourself, because if you're looking at a brand perspective, getting back to that industry, if there's going to be one blogger doing something, they'll look at it and go, yeah, it's okay, but what's the audience like? If there's 10 bloggers doing something like that, and they all seem to be relatively similar and keep doing new things, inspiring each other, then it's an industry worth putting money into, and it's opinions that are worth actually looking into.
All right, let's land this plane and wrap it up in a sentence from Lebo and from Ben. Creating blogging networks to improve your net worth is important because...
extremely important for you to grow as a blogger. You cannot work as an individual. Use your hashtags, use social media, make sure that you're out there to find all the other bloggers, and that way that's how you're going to grow.
I think ultimately it's important to know you are a cog in the greater scheme of building this whole blogging industry, and everyone together makes a pretty big cog, and before I know it, that's a good machine.
All right, Lebo, you get the shameless plug. What are we pushing? How do we get involved with you?
Okay, social media, Instagram, that's mrsx.lifestyle, and on Twitter, I'm Mrs. X Lifestyle.
Fantastic. Next time we wrap this entire series up, speaking about how to monetize your blog and make it rain, essentially. That's next time.
Search Central and Adidas. Creating the new.
大海澎湃，森林静谧，高山雄伟，沙漠苍茫。让我们一起追随着阳光的节奏，开始这崭新的一天吧。
Difficult to imagine? Describing a sunrise is not the same as experiencing one. Show us how you start your day with the sun by sharing a picture of your sunrise on our Facebook page. You could win daily prizes and a chance to share your bucket list live on Expresso. Naturdale's range of vitamins, fatty acids and other supplements is a great way to start your day. Naturdale, you've only just started.
CliffCentral.com